99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
How are you?
Welcome. My name's Joyce. Open Thought Tuesday.
You are listening to Open Thought on the sunny side with Joyce. Let's talk.
It's a good day, another good day. So it rained last night. Hope you loved it. Yeah. Hope you enjoy it. Well, the floods. I saw a video yesterday of someone in total panic in fear of what could become of Lagos if the floods came this far. I saw earlier another video of one end of town in, I think, outskirts of Lagos, where the flood pretty much evicted occupants of a certain building. Well, of course, the entire area was taken over. But I remember that the person who made the video was pretty much just in awe, I would say, but also in pain at what can be said to be loss of both property. It's not evident that any life, particularly from that video, was lost. We're hoping that's the thing now. What do we hope for? That we all survive this one, whatever this is. Whatever it is, that we will make it, we will survive. I would love to talk. So, you know, today, Open Thought Tuesday, is also the day where we get to have our divorce series conversation. And it's divorce series, one, because many of the social issues around unions, partnerships, marriages survive sometimes they don't, but it seems as though more of them do not survive. It's for that reason that we call it a divorce series. And there was a video, interestingly, that emerged on social media last night, even though I had a different topic altogether. It was a video of a young lady who had her Range Rover vandalized. Well, it sounded, well, from the picture, it might appear that if she spent some retrieval money, she would be able to fix the car, get the car back. Yeah, but it was such damage that it pretty much led to a kind of argument between the one who destroyed the car, the said boyfriend, and the lady who owned the car. We're going to talk about that, but I think I found a very apt talking point, which is, should you accept things from someone whom you are not willing to get into a long-term commitment with? So I think that some people get into, I don't know, relationships, and there is the beginning of the relationship, the superficial part, where you're getting to know each other. And in that time, things go back and forth. Things like gifts, monies. Yeah, you kind of treat each other, or maybe the man tends to do a little bit more than the woman would for the relationship. But somewhere down the line, as is reported in this particular story from yesterday, the lady said, that's the interesting, she said that she at some point during the start of their friendship realized that he was married and she wanted out. And then it seems as though there's a part of that story that's lost. And then she says, I later discovered that he was into drugs and I called off the relationship. It would appear it was as a result of the call enough that the man was so enraged he destroyed the car. She claims that the man didn't buy the car for her. The man said he bought the car for her. And that's why he thinks he has a right to vandalize the car. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. And today on Open Thought, let's talk about suicide. I watched a video yesterday, and I think I have never watched a video where someone actually jumped to their own death until yesterday. After the show yesterday, I got home, and I was watching quite a number of videos, and I saw a video. I heard the news, and then I saw the video of the man who committed suicide and went off the bridge into the water. People who saw him were trying to help him. It must have happened early hours yesterday or the day before, but it's a very recent development. And the people who saw that he was trying to take his own life got into a conversation with him and were trying to save him from suicide. And they didn't quite appear to, one, know what to do to save him, because eventually he pulled himself off of someone's grip and jumped right into the water. The reports have it that he was accused wrongfully of stealing money and was given 24 hours to return the money. And he thought that it wasn't possible for him to find that kind of money in 24 hours to pay back. And for that reason, he chose to jump into, well, jump to his own death. And so it seems as though the conversation around suicide, one, needs an actual physical interaction, an interaction that kind of settles or maybe help people navigate the hardship of lives, the hardship of living. On the other hand, it sounds as though people might be dealing with things, and maybe if they were able to talk about it and get people to help them sit through the problem, it might not be as hard on their minds, as difficult a reality to manage once they can get people talking about it. So you see, today on Open Thoughts Tuesday, the stories are, I would say, indirectly quite personal, because it gives you a solid picture as to the operations of society, what people deal with, how people interact with reality, and what the outcomes are. It's not unusual to have a day where both our conversations do not necessarily have a happy ending. But with introspection and good dialogue, we should be able to extract sensibility out of the dark. And hopefully it helps us live better lives. And if you are suicidal, have been, or would like to hear your story and hear necessarily what you're dealing with, I believe that there might be someone's opinion out there that can help you balance out the difficulty of trying to understand your problem. Or maybe someone might even have a way out of the problem. And that way we get to do away with your suicidal thoughts, and you can find another reason to live. This morning, I got a message from a young lady who sent me a screenshot of someone on Twitter who says that she prays to God to take her life. She didn't quite give any reasons as to what she was dealing with, but she pretty much just said that. And we don't know what people are dealing with, but we hope that on radio we can talk about these issues, and then whether they choose to call directly or choose to listen, that their problems might be touched on somehow, and in any way they can come out of the thing that makes them want to take their own lives. There's much to life, particularly when you have a reason to live. And sometimes if you are still searching for a reason to live, well, I'm hoping that you find it, maybe not only in yourself, but in life, in people, in hearts, in minds, in the future. You'll find something that gives you a reason to justify your own existence. And in the absence of knowing where to turn, I would ask you to pray. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joy. So we're talking about suicide and those who might have harbored the thought. And of course, our Open Thought divorce series, should people accept gifts when the intent is not long term? We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
We're 4 minutes away from the top of the hour. Then we'll have to bring to you Lost to the Headlines. And yes, with that in note, we would begin the conversation. Welcome, my name's Joyce. A beautiful afternoon to you. 4 minutes before 1 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info is exactly where you're at. And let's talk suicide. There isn't any part of this conversation that's even easy to have. It's as though you hear people's problems, and maybe all you can do is just be a listening ear. But yesterday, a yet-to-be-identified man jumped to his own death, and people did try. So maybe there's also a difficulty with trying to save someone who is determined to take their own lives. So I think one way we can approach this is, if you have had a suicidal thought, or maybe you're even undergoing one at this point, we would like to hear what the problem is, like hear why you might be suicidal. And some people have said that just having no meaning in life, having nothing to live for, is the reason why they want to kill themselves. Well, it's not that there are answers to these questions, except that maybe one should try to find meaning to life. It's as though there is a particular effort on the side of the one who feels that the world is bleak and the future has no beginning, to find meaning, to find a reason to want to be involved in life. And maybe one way to do that is to begin to seek out the good. On the other hand, there are economic factors. economic factors. I've heard of people who, because of their inability to provide, to cater. In fact, I saw a video of a man who said he was in debt and couldn't pay his debt, left his wife a note, and killed himself. Or maybe it's even crimes of passions, where you hear a lover gets dumped, told the relationship is over, and they can't find any reason or means to move on. And what do? They kill themselves. In fact, some lovers have had to kill the one that they claim that they love and then themselves. Some others have just killed themselves for reasons that they believe. Now, that's the thing. When you analyze it, it's like, why would you want to kill yourself? But God alone knows what they're going through that has led them to decide, look, I cannot live in this world anymore without you. And for that reason, I'll kill myself. So I think the reason for suicide has different faces. It's multifaceted. The roots run deep. And it seems as though until people speak, you don't even know why they killed themselves. Some people have killed themselves and left no notes. So you don't even know what might have informed the decision or why they even chose suicide. And it's easy to say suicide is not the option. And every time I think about it, I think I want to agree, but I don't know that that's the answer. It's quite simplistic to say, well, you know, killing yourself is not the way, suicide is not the option. That's easier to say than to help a person come through the darkness that tells them that there is no light, and so to die will be a certain way to escape misery. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I really hope that you find reasons to live and be happy. But then, some people say the pursuit of happiness is one way to be happy. I totally disagree. It seems as though something has to fuel the happiness, and not happiness itself, feeling happiness. So this is a very complex conversation to have, but let's begin with reasons why people would like to kill themselves. So if you have had suicidal thoughts, either due to economic, romantic, I don't know, what else? Yeah, economic, I know that's popular. I know romance is popular. What else could be? Yeah. My mind's vague, and it tells you that being saved is good. So I'll listen to the pain, and I'll try to do what I can to talk you out of it. Nigeria Info. How are you? The volume of your radio set, so, thank you very much. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jason. Yeah. Okay. Suicidal thoughts or tendencies has this spectrum of, reasons, you know. I mean, many people tend to, take their life, for a problem assumed to be insurmountable and something, that lives with you, wakes up with you, and sleeps with you without, any hands to it. Or a state of, emptiness. You know, so I think, when somebody gets to this point in time, then we're like, what is life worth living for?
No, but how do people get there? Do you think you know how people get there?
And that's hopelessness. What I mean is, for instance, somebody in debt now, and you look around yourself 360 degrees, and you discover that, there is no hope. When you're talking about the time of the financial debt, to be precise, and it has value, this is the worth of it. And, you have something that could, even if it's not the monetary basis, but it has a value of such, you're like, oh, fine. If I use this one in exchange of my life, that's okay. But sure, by hopeless, and there's nothing forthcoming. And, you wake up, you always see the mirror of, indebtedness and debt, on your faces every day, it wakes up with you and sleeps with you.
But you can be,
in,
can you be, in, can you say being in debt makes you hopeless? Hopeless? I don't think so.
I
get it.
It's the state of hopelessness. Because why I use the word hopelessness? It's like, what are talking about the lovers now? You had a case whereby somebody says, yeah, because he cheated me.
Different. For debt, I'm not sure for debt. Maybe we'll hear the stories. If you're in love with someone, you put all of your mind into that. I can understand.
Yeah, we still, for instance, if I'm warning you, if I'm indebted So you finance, I'm a financial value now. And of course, I don't have more that such amount in my account or in my pocket. But I have something equivalent of that in terms of values, in terms of property, in terms of, you know.
Okay.
So that enough can give you hope that, oh, fine, you can place a value on it and, you know, give you something that's already been making you,
you know,
have a defined stuff. But
all right.
Things like that is not there. Emptiness, hopelessness. Then, and it keeps waking you, wake up with you, it sleeps with you. I mean.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Hello, good afternoon to you. We're talking suicide today and the very fact that someone died over the weekend, like a few days ago. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello?
I can hear you. Good afternoon to you.
Okay. Now, I was listening to your show and your radio show. And
when?
I couldn't help feeling that I should react to what you said about telling someone who is contemplating suicide that death is not an option and that that's like a simplistic way of looking at it.
Okay.
Whilst each of us have different ways of coping with issues of life, death is never an option. It should never be an option. No matter what the individual is going through, death is not an option. It's actually like a coward's way of running away from issues. Life issues would exist, they are bound, but each one of us can overcome them. No matter how overwhelming they seem to be. So,
okay, so we're going to put that to the public to see whether people agree or might disagree with this point of view.
Of course, some people would want to say they disagree, but we must be very, very, very careful what we put out in the public. The minute we...
Now, hold on a second. No, wait, sorry. Do not...
Sorry?
I don't want you to misunderstand me. Do not suggest that there is something that has been put out in public. When people are in misery and they say that they want to kill themselves, to say to them, "Oh, don't kill yourself," it's not an answer to the pain. That's exactly what I mean. So it seems as though the root of the pain has to be traced and the problem solved. It's like if I say to you, "Don't react a certain type of way," but you believe that that's how you want to react, then maybe your reaction is secondary as to what might have informed the reaction.
Okay, I hear you.
No. I know you hear me. Do you understand me?
Let me finish. I hear you and I understand what you're saying. But the first thing to say to the person contemplating suicide is, "Hey, hold on. Death is not an option." Now you backtrack to exactly what is your issue. What exactly are you facing? Understand what the individual is facing, and then we'll begin to provide a solution.
Thank you very much for calling.
To neglect the fact that death is not an option is...
It's not being neglected.
Encouraged.
No. That's inaccurate. So that there you are miss your...
I'm not saying that is what you are saying.
But yeah, you are referring to something that I said, and that was not the implication of what I said. You are referring to something that I said. You said you are referring to what I said, and that's not what I said.
What you said, you've clarified. I agree with you that we need to get to whatever the root of the individual's challenges are for a fast solution. But I'm saying that when someone says, "Oh, I'm contemplating death," the first thing the person needs to hear is that, "Hold it there. Death is not an option. We will find a solution other than death." And then we'll backtrack to whatever the challenge is and begin to proffer solutions with a view to helping the individual to arrive at that conclusion that death is not an option.
I want to ask you something.
There are solutions.
Okay.
Ask me.
Okay. Now, you know that there are some people who know that death is not the solution, but go ahead. So the video I saw yesterday, the man was told, like, no, you don't kill yourself. I thought someone even said to me that he was told that the monies will be paid for him, but he insisted. So it seems as though many people know that death is not the way out, but they choose death instead. Have you thought about that?
I saw the same video you just referred to.
Okay.
Now, at that point where that chap was, it had already, no one could actually pull him back.
No, but somebody tried. Yeah, that's the thing. Somebody tried.
Yeah, they tried. They tried, but he was already, I would say 70% in the water, though he had not jumped. Now, whether he truly, truly intended to go when he went, or at that point his hand slipped, no one could say. But what brought that chap to that bridge yesterday, or whatever that day was, that made him to kill himself, if only he had spoken to people who could help, they would still be here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
At the time they were telling him, I would come up with the money if it is money and all of that. That individual was already 70% in the water. The only thing was that he had not jumped in. If you watch it again, you will notice that the best anyone could hold of him was not even his wrist. And if you cannot hold someone by the elbow, you can't pull them back from the position the gentleman was.
All right.
It's unfortunate. Too many people are seeing death as a way out of whatever the challenge is. It is not. Because we've seen also here in this life, people who were in serious and dire situations who were able to come back and end up being success stories. They are more than those who kill themselves. So whoever it is out there contemplating death, death is not an option. There are solutions to whatever your challenge is.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. I have a message here. He says, good afternoon, Joyce. I usually tell people that those who commit suicide are actually brave and not cowards. Because think about it. It takes guts to kill yourself knowing fully well you're going to hell, or not even knowing whether you will make heaven or not. Suicide is deep and we should not trivialize mental health. So, thank you very much to the other caller and the phones. The phone lines have been ringing. I think that I'm grateful to God to be able to have this kind of conversation, because I think I'm now eager to hear how people interpret misery. And let me say this one more time. To say death is not an option, from the observer, from one observing the position of the one who has said, nah, this is so hard to bear, I'm going to kill myself. It's a very simplistic way. It seems as though that a better answer is required. Something more sophisticated. Something that touches or at least opposes the intention. And it's got to be deeper than just saying death is not it's not an option, because many times it's one thing to even hear misery, it's something else to understand or maybe even feel the misery. Some people think death, like, so the last caller is saying, well, to die is a coward way, then maybe the question should be, do you really want to die or do you want to live? Do you want a solution to the problem, or do you just want out? So I told you I got a message this morning of a girl who says she's praying to God to take her life. So it's like, wait, do you want a solution to the problem or do you want to die? So let's talk about the way people's minds interpret problems. Because maybe if we understand it, then we can deal with the pattern of interpretation. So at least prevent people from arriving at that point where they say death is the option. Make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. How are you doing? Thank you very much for calling. If you can hear me, go ahead. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Sorry about that. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. A few days ago, a gentleman committed suicide. And it's a reoccurring pattern And so it seems as though people have a pain and problems that they can't manage. So let's talk suicide and maybe how you have been able to understand it. And of course, while you shouldn't kill yourself, it's like, what are you even doing wrong on your part as informing death as the answer to your question?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Tell us your name.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much.
For calling. Yeah, this is actually on the line.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, what you people have not included is that everything comes from the spiritual path. For that person to ignore the spiritual thinking faculty of his own life is an evidence that he doesn't want to exist again. Because it is by the spirit existence come into being in the physical. By the time you ignore the spiritual existence of your life, it is hard to revise back. And again, not all suicide have solution. Some have already concluded in the spirit, in the physical, and there's nothing you can do. And again, life is all about time, time factor. So for instance, somebody who engaged in a relationship for up to 7 or up to 8 years, only for the girl to call it off or the man to call it off, time cannot be called back again. And the person is not growing younger, rather growing older. And for a solution to come into that kind of a situation, it requires a spiritual person to first and foremost revive the spirit of that man. Because you use the spirit to assess the physical. And whereby there is no someone that is well equipped spiritually to analyze what that person is going in spiritual terms that assess the physical, it cannot be, there cannot be solution.
Okay, hold on a second. So you have touched on quite a number of things. Then let me ask you. So I think a good reference that you made would be, say, for example, a lover who was dumped. Yeah, and you say that they have been in an 8-year relationship, and then maybe say the woman leaves and the man gets suicidal. Do you think that the man thinking of killing himself is an answer to the question, or an answer to his problem?
Yes, he cannot comprehend. Everything is about comprehending what you want to do first. If you repeat a class 2 times. And to be asked to repeat 3 times, you might not be able to comprehend repeating that class for another 3 years.
Yeah, but when you say not being able to comprehend something, it is not difficult to comprehend. It is more accepting than comprehending. It's like you've repeated a class. Why did you repeat? Well, because you didn't read hard enough. That's easy to understand. Maybe the problem is not accepting something.
Yes, it's
comprehension is not a problem.
And but if there is no good teacher to motivate her or him to have reason to repeat that thing, he will not repeat. So continue repeating is damaging to the body and relegation to the physical body. You use the physical body to acknowledge the spiritual.
Okay.
So in that manner, a young girl jumped into that water all of you are talking about, who has a car, who has finished university, but they were always telling her, we are waiting for your husband. We are waiting for your husband. Then the agony of being lonely and frequently being tormented by, we are waiting for your husband, maybe you have override her head. She dropped down to that river, that water people are talking about, dropped a knot and put a stone on the nose and jumped inside the water. So that means she has concluded that the environment is not friendly, the family is not there, so she's all alone bouncing around. There is no need to be around with them. So I think the environment has something to do. And for somebody to be revived, you need the spiritual. So my cast a spell to commit suicide. And for that spell,
thank you.
Yeah, to be removed, you need a prayer that is strong, not just anyhow prayer.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. I have a message here. Good afternoon, Joyce. This topic is very sensitive. And I must say, it all boils down to the state of mind of the person. Suicide thought isn't easy, and accomplishing such thought isn't easy as well. May the Lord lead us through. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So I think that... there's something I think I can get away, at least from the last caller, the female. She's saying that the spiritual informs the physical, and then she's saying that environmental factors play a fundamental role to the strength of a person's mind. So she uses a good reference point when she says the teacher, that there must be a teacher to encourage someone so that they don't feel, and that's necessary. But it seems as though life sometimes denies you some of your, some of the positives, like a good father or a loving mother or the presence of an encouraging teacher. You might even have a teacher who doesn't care. Like many of you have lecturers and teachers who hardly care. A few, some of you can tell of teachers who care. So it seems as though from the last caller, if we say, at least if we take away the fact that the society or your environment plays a fundamental role, isn't there something to be said for the strength of the person that should be developed independent of the environment? So we'll find out by conversation. Yeah. Because I believe that if we can understand what the way people interpret misery, then they might feel down, they might feel out, but death would not come to mind because they understand that that is not a that's not an answer to the question. Yeah. I've seen too many people commit suicide that one begins to wonder, hold on, what are we not talking about? So a Nigeria Info, let's talk. Good afternoon to you. Make it back the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Hello. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set so we can hear you. Good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. I can hear you. Tell us your name. Speak up. Go ahead. Okay, I cannot hear you. If you can hear me, please call back. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Make it back. Good afternoon to you. Hello. I apologize. I'm not sure why I'm losing you. Make it back. Hello, the sunny side. The volume of your radio set.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to remain anonymous.
Anonymous, sure. Please, go ahead.
Yes, this topic, I'm very grateful to God. I tune off my radio in my car and happen to hear, I packed.
Okay. Oh, I lost you. I'm sorry. Now you're going to have to call back. Please. Thank you very much. Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. Please make it back. And please, let's all be mindful of speech time so we can afford or allow other callers call in. Be considerate. Thank you. Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, ladies. Good to have you here. Thank you for calling the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Chinaya.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This suicide of a teen is, for me, I believe, is like that video now. I watched the video over and over again. That man have already made up his mind to die. You understand? Because if you check the video, they were trying to pull him out. And that man was saying something that they did not hold him in the right place. Where do they want him to hold? How do you want them to hold the man? They don't know that the way they will hold the man will drag them along. Josh, maybe you watch the video.
Yeah.
And that video just showed that they don't want to help the man, but the man have already made up his mind to die. And this suicide of a thing is mindset. For that man to go to that particular place, that particular time, he already made up his mind to die. I want to give myself an example. Maybe 5 or 6 years ago, something happened. I don't want to say it on air. I took pills. I want to die. You understand?
Go ahead. I'm with you.
I want to, I'm not joking, I've made up my mind because something happened that nobody believes. Nobody wants to hear my own part of the story. And I said, Kukuma, let me do Kukuma end it. I just locked the door. I took something that, there's this drug that I took that mad people used to take. I don't sleep. And that mad people, they take that drug just one. They will sleep like a baby. I took that drug three. I just fell. I don't know what is happening to me again. Thank God. I don't know what happened. My sister was just sitting in the door. No, open the door. They all opened the door. I saw myself in the hospital. My sister asked me, why do you want to kill yourself? They asked me that question. I could not answer. Why I could not answer that question? Because I don't even know why I want to kill myself. You understand?
Wow.
I just want somebody to listen to me, to hear my own part of the story. Then I told my sister, I said, I want to hear my own part of it. Nobody wants to hear me. So I just believe that God is only God that will hear me. That's what I believe. I didn't even think of hell that time. So what am I trying to say is that it's mindset.
Okay.
It's mindset about this dying of it. So most people, that's why I this radio station that I always listen to is because of this radio station always gives me joy. That's why I listen to radio station, because I just glue to the radio station. I believe that anything I want in life, any advice that I want, I always get it from the radio station. And the radio station, and the only people that always listen to me if I talk. That's why I do call the radio station. Because I don't know how to express myself.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's just it.
Thank you
so
very
everybody
much for
everybody has
calling.
Their own way.
Of course.
Huh?
Yeah, thank you very
so
much
everybody
for
everybody has
calling.
Their own way of living their life. Like me, I'm not kind of social person. So I do, that's why most time I talk, I play on radio, physically, normally face-to-face. I'm not like that kind of person. So everybody has their own way of expressing their self.
Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. You're Nigeria Info. We're talking suicide. Speak up for us. Tell us your name.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. This is Sam.
Welcome, Sam. Speak up. Go ahead.
Yes. I mean, for my own what I see about it, I think it's a two-way thing.
What? Sorry, bring it back. What did you say?
I think it's a two-way thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, at times, it might more spiritual for some people than physical.
I'm sorry, your line is so noisy and you're all over the place. You need to stay put, please. Call me back. Hello, Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side.
Joy, good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name and please go ahead.
Yeah, I came for the calling from Ikredi.
Great.
Joy, you are just like onion, that everything you took take different. I tell you, you are awesome. Oh. I love this topic.
Oh.
Because you are bringing some people in their mess. There's no justification, Joy, for somebody to commit suicide. Do you know what I believe in life? If you are traumatized, are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
If you are traumatized, move from where you are and meet some people. There's no story that doesn't have a second part. You may hear other people's story, Joy. Then you go back and take water and drink and say, thank you, Lord. I think I'm making sense.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is this. Whatever happened in life, that's not the beginning. And that will not be the end. The issue of committing suicide is mindset. Like, just like what Sister Akigbe said, he made it all. When your spirit has made up its mind, the physical body is nothing again. And I think you picked that point. I know how you reply when she says so. If your spirit is down, it left for you to make the physical aspect of it, to make that spirit to wake up again. And how do you do that? You move from when it is bad to when it is good. Listen to people. Cancel yourself and move ahead. Look at you today, Joy. You have stories. But today, you are better. That is what you are, my praying for everybody. Even me, if I tell you my story, Joy, by now, by end of this month, last year, I don't know where I am. Committing suicide is an option. But no, I say no, I will not do that. Well, that is it, please.
Thank
my
you.
Only advice for everybody is, please, whenever the situation takes you, ask God to give you power to intervene. That traumatized is another thing that is involved. When you are traumatized, you think that I have only option. My only option is to just to commit suicide. That is it. Thank you.
Thank you. We're off on a break. Lakers, Nigeria. We'll be right back. When we come back, the conversation will continue. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Sunny Side. We're back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. So I have a message here. And it's of a gentleman who seems to only be coming to terms with the reality, or his reality. He said that on Sunday, I and my friends were talking about Nigerians committing suicide. This never used to be heard of Nigeria then. You hardly hear Nigerians dealing with depression so much as today. Back then, when you hear any of the tragedy, you probably would just guess, yeah, right, it's for the white people, but not today. Think of any unthinkable happening in the brain. If it hasn't happened anywhere in the world, it has happened in Nigeria. He concludes by saying, how Nigeria suddenly turned into a country with a series of unfortunate events. It's like zombie land, walking dead everywhere. If you don't commit suicide, someone wants to kill you without your permission. This guy. Look, okay. Thank you very much for your message. I doubt I even have like a response to that particular message. It seems as though you have only just admitted that suddenly something as unnatural as wanting to take one's life has become a thing in Nigeria. Maybe you have only just started to hear of it. Well, I'm glad that you're having the conversation, because maybe what that also does is that it sensitizes you to not just your environment, but maybe to what people might be dealing with, their plight, their burden, and what might be leading them further into the dark and making them miserable. Good afternoon, Joyce. This topic is very sensitive, I must say. Oh, I think I read this one earlier on. Joyce, to tell you the truth, sometime in 2019, I entered into a situation that made me nearly take my own life. Then I was living alone at the Federal Polytechnic or where Imo State, but to the glory of God, I didn't commit suicide, although I am still struggling with what happened to me then, but I found a way to control and merge it. Life goes on. Okay, here is some. This is a fighter, someone who's refusing to go out. Good afternoon. I cried when I watched the video because I was in the same situation last month when I planned taking my own life because I was seriously in debt. If I had taken that step, my children will not forgive me. Likewise, my wife and parents. Even though I don't have peace right now, I still thank God for life because I know I will get over this situation. In conclusion, suicide is not the solution. Thanks, Joyce, for bringing up this topic. B from Ikorodu. Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing the moments in life where you felt like killing yourself, you know, having suffering depression and then suddenly realizing that one way to go out is to take your own life. So it seems as though, if we might agree, at least I have been able to deduce this personally. I don't know what you have made out of the suicidal stories that you might have heard. Meaning might be what is missing. A lack of meaning and the courage. So if it's not meaning, then maybe it's the courage to live. In fact, more reoccurrent would be the idea that some of the people who have contemplated suicide do not have courage. Courage to face, courage to contend with the problem, courage to face another day. So something inside of them is so weak that whatever problems they're dealing with seem to overpower them. Now, that's just a food for thought. You can think about it, and I'd like to know your thought on that. The Sunny Side, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. We're speaking on the fact that in recent history, quite a reoccurring pattern, which I believe needs to be discussed, would be the fact that people wake up and admit that they have problems in their lives and choose death. So I'm hoping that on the show we can try to analyze misery, or maybe how people interpret misery, in order to prevent people from going that far into the dark and choosing death over life. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joyce. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back. What's your name?
Thank you very much. Joyce, another caller has been saying, I want to say,
I'm sorry, your line's breaking up.
Hello?
I can hear you, but your line keeps breaking up, so let's try again.
Yeah, I see. Like everybody has been saying, you.
Hello?
Hello?
Your line's breaking up. I'm going to ask you to please call back. Please. Thank you. The Sunny Side, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you for calling. Tell us your name, go ahead.
A good friend from VI.
Go ahead.
I don't have much to say, Joyce, but I can only tell you, Joyce, I love you.
Why?
God bless you.
That's it. Okay. So then, I want someone to tell me what they have been able to deduce from what informs the suicidal mind, because we need to discuss that thing specifically. And I don't want it to be just my own opinion that we discuss. I'd like to discuss what you might have observed. So one, a lady called in earlier on, she said the spiritual problem, or say the gap or the lack of a connection between the spiritual mind of that person and their physical state might inform suicide if, say, they come in contact with a problem that they have no answers to. Okay. And then maybe what life is that you might be in a problem, but if you understand your future, then you can manage the pain today because you know a tomorrow is better. Or maybe you come into a problem and you have just enough courage to endure today because you know you'll feel better tomorrow. So I think there are quite a number of things that we can make out here, but I would like to hear what you have made out in the event that you're not suicidal, but you can hear suicidal tales and you can figure out, well, that's a problem. Oh, that's a problem. And I want to discuss all the problems, because once we understand why that is a problem, then I can say to you that's a certain way to provide solutions. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. I've been trying his number.
Jesus
my
is a big
fingers
boy
are
now.
Aching.
Jesus is good a afternoon, big boy Joyce. Now. Just saying. Hello, good afternoon.
I'm good.
Tell us your name.
My name
go
is
ahead.
Josh.
Welcome, Josh.
My name is Josh. Yes. Where do I start from? I first of all, what dare not feel oneself about in the society we presently live in? I think it's a wrong-headed thought or argument. Well, because I've listened to a lot of people say, community is not the last option, or it's not an option and everything. See, there's nothing more requisite of bravery and courage than killing yourself. I have attempted it 4 times. At some point in my life, I've been so terribly depressed. I still am, because I lost my sight. Hello, are you there?
I'm listening. You lost your sight, you said.
Yes, I did. I still don't have it. And because of that, I went into depression, so much so that I thought the whole world might as well burn to ashes for all I care. I have no one to turn to. No family, my parents are gone. And society, you turn to people. See, it has come to me to call your show, your confession show, and some other shows of yours to appeal for help, not financial help. I want to work. It's not a good thing being by yourself. Every apartment, every accommodation I've lived has pretty much been like a prison. The only difference is there are no guards at my door. So, and it's not as if you're useless. It's not as if you haven't got anything to give to society. You understand? And there's no source of comfort. There's nobody to speak to. Even the ones you speak to are sort of minimizing of your misery. They make it seem so trivial. Even at the different times I contemplated suicide, I spoke about it to other people. And they minimized it. They made it seem so trivial until they heard I did it. You understand? And unfortunately, well, I consider it unfortunate because I wanted to. And sometimes it still comes to me. I am going through anxiety disorder. I am bipolar. I mean, I tick all the boxes. Everything that indicates depression and the like. And the society we live in is not a sensitive one. Again, I have appealed and appealed to people. I want to work. I'm well qualified to work. But Nigeria is a society that doesn't give you the opportunity to thrive, all because you are challenged or you are disabled. You might as well. I mean, society treats you as though, if I, pretty much like you don't have the right to exist, the right of existence. I mean, you might as well go to your little corner, roll up, and die. I mean, in the situation where I can beg, not my arrogance, my pride, because there's a difference between pride and arrogance. The pride, I think, is the respect and regard you have for yourself. You won't put yourself to do some certain things. You know, that has stopped me from begging. Because immediately a lot of people cast eyes on you. That's an unfortunate thing to think about. It's, oh, who's this beggar coming? No, I don't want to be that way. Then you're alternative is, I want to work. I've been to several places to seek employment. They just got to look at you, size you up, and it doesn't determine how you can do this. I'm like, who on earth thinks that way? Okay, in the absence of that, what you want me to do? You're giving entirely no opportunity to thrive or have anything to hold on to. You understand? See, we should do better. Instead of coming on air and say, you cannot do this, it's not okay to do this. So look, you haven't found yourself at that point. I've gone so low, so much so, there's nowhere else to go. Everybody has a threshold. If you can go through some stuff and you have endurance for it, please thank you stars. Maybe the stars have aligned for you.
So tell me, how are you keeping yourself together? Because you sound like you have found the courage to live through every craziness you've been through.
It comes and it goes. It's like the waves, of the ocean. It comes towards you sometimes. Sometimes it goes away. I mean, I'm still going through it. And I have a cure to mine. All I need is an opportunity to work. There's a certain person that calls your station a lot of times, Mr. Chris. He's been very helpful. He talks to me, encourages me to call your show and talk about myself and your show. But it don't seem like I'm begging because I listen to your show a lot. A lot of people have taken it for granted and exploited it and use it as an opportunity to beg. I don't blame them because we live in a society where things are pretty difficult for everyone. But I am not trying to beg. I'm trying to ask for an opportunity to work.
So what can you do? So when you say you can work, but you don't have sight, so what have you thought about doing? Like, what are you
doing? That's the problem. Everybody thinks because you're visually challenged, it means there's nothing you can do. Actually, first of all, I trained as a radio presenter. I don't know. You could have heard it in my voice. I am a radio presenter by training, but then again, I have broadened my horizons by thinking of some other things I could also do, like customer service, customer care, anything that involves mediating and talking to people and stuff like that. I've articulated a lot of things I could do. You know, something I could say or anything.
All right.
But I'm
Thank
very,
you.
Very, first of all, I'm witty, I'm savvy. And I'm a plus for any organization that I'm part of, okay, that would venture to make me part of it.
Okay. So you believe that once you're able to get a job, you'll be fine?
I will be. Baby steps. I think that'll be the first step.
You're optimistic, and that's good. Okay.
Getting myself out of this. And I want to use this opportunity. Please, anybody out there listening who can offer employment to someone, I'm not begging for arms. I'm not that kind of person. I just need a position, an opportunity to thrive.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The Sunnyside Nigeria Info. Hello. The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Tell us your name. Turn off your radio.
My name is John. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Have you turned off your radio?
I've done it.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I'd like for you to please turn off the volume of your radio sets. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I called back. My network was bad. I said, welcome back, Joyce.
Thank you.
Like every other caller I've been saying, thank you for this topic. 2011... 2014, I have this suicide, whatever. But after people talk to me, when they leave, when I'm in love, I start to
I'm sorry, your line keeps breaking up. I think there's a network situation.
I start to ask myself questions. If you do this, what will happen to your children? Are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
I'll say, what will happen to your children? Please, you need to think back. Like this last call I said, we just pray, God, you know, let us get to that stage, to that suicide, whatever. Like you said, I thank God for his life. Look at me today, trying to talk to somebody. You hear him mention Chris. I think I'm the Chris that he mentioned. I talk to him, no, my friend, you don't do this. So those who are doing that, please, I'm begging them. I have some people I introduced to radio, colleagues of mine, Lord the YB, same thing he was trying. I said, no.
he's doing this very good. Man is alive.
All right.
Thank you once more. But you should not blame people who go do that. Say, oh, you are a coward, or you are no. Just pray you don't find yourself in certain position. So please, whoever, in a way, little way you can assist that last caller who called, please. Let's try and see how we can
thank you.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message here who says, good afternoon. What I know about suicide was that when someone think to something to that extent, his spirit will then be an auto-spiritual pilot, which he or she will not be able to decide on themselves again. Well, I think it's the construct of your grammar that's a little... yeah, out of kilter. They'll fulfill to end their lives. Ah, no. Okay, so let's just say I'm taking away from this the fact that you're saying auto spiritual pilot. What in heaven's name is that? Okay. I don't know. I think I've only gotten just a few people who might have touched on what might be specifically a problem. So finances is one, like the guy who called saying he's blind. Someone else pointed spirituality. I haven't gotten anybody who has tried to interpret or at least misinterpret misery. And I think that misery is a fundamental force that drives people into the dark, like problems and how they approach the problem. But not much has been said. Actually, nothing has been said as to the comprehension of misery, why they are miserable, and how they were able to interpret or misinterpret the misery. And I'm really noting these because I would love for us to at a later time speak about the problems specifically, because I think once we understand that, then I'd rather give an answer to a question that you have then say, oh, death is not an option. It's like, I think, to be honest with you, death is not an option. But I think in the eyes of the person who wants to die, first of all, they're not even thinking. They just want a door out. And it seems as though maybe a door would be, if you killed yourself, then is this really all that you are? Then what are you? Who are you? Do you understand that life is pain, and maybe the only way to not become worse or to be overtaken by pain is to seek out the good, because there's nothing that gives life like the good, whether it's the good in thought, the good in spirit, the good in judgment, the good in action or reaction, like the good. And I was listening to Jordan Peterson. He says, well, life is misery. Like, absolutely. Let me play that for you. And he says, what is better than pain? And he concludes, love. And so maybe what is missing is that there is no love. Like, I would really love to talk about suicide, but I would love to engage with you in a manner that says you're involved in the conversation, as against just me telling you what to think. Because the best of you might have even touched the thought. Like, you might have, you're so good at work, like you're doing so good at work, but home life is so bad, and you think, no, I'll die, because what's the point, right? Or maybe you lose so much. I remember when my mom passed, this world became empty. And thank God for God, because in that moment, what happened to me was I suddenly felt that the world had no meaning, had no essence, had no beauty, because the beauty was gone, like the beauty just disappeared. And then in that moment, I felt the Spirit of God. Actually, I didn't feel it. I heard it. It said to me, she's not dead. She's just not here. And what happened in that instant, I have no words for. But it restored to me beauty. That instant restored to me beauty. And so then there is an argument to be made for spirituality, but maybe spirituality is not it. It must require another interpretation. So in the absence of a better interpretation, we would stick with spirituality. But Jordan Peterson has another outlook. He says, love. I'll play that for you in a moment. Let's hope the internet serves me. Let me try.
Matter. It's like, okay, that's one answer. What's real?
Hold on. Just hold on a second.
What's real? Matter. It's like, okay, that's one answer. What's real? What matters is real. Because that's how you act. Okay, that that's different than matter. It's like, okay, what's the most real of what matters? How about pain? Why is it the most real? Try arguing it away. Good luck. So pain is the fundamental reality. All right. Well, that's rough. Doesn't that lead to nihilism and hopelessness? Yeah, doesn't it lead to a philosophy that's antithetical towards being? The most fundamental reality is pain. Yes.
That's a network thing. Oh, that's not my phone. Okay, so at this point, he says, what's greater than pain? And he concludes, is love. He says, if pain is real, then there is something that is greater than pain, and that's love. And he concludes that maybe what we don't have, which we should have, is love, and not the case of being in love. I think that there is a purview by which we approach existence that keeps the light in our own eyes. So you see, you can't expect the light in my eyes. Like, God alone knows where I've put my hands or what my philosophies are. I might choose evil over good. Like, I might just be of dirt and have chosen death as an existence or reason for existence. But instead, you have no expectations of me, is what I would assume. That the light is in your own eyes. So I might hurt you, but I couldn't bring it to a point of suicide. I might be, for example, an environmental factor that's difficult to contend with. Something that strikes you and it hurts. But it doesn't hurt to the point where you feel like dying. So the reason I'm referencing this is because I want us to discuss the problems that lead to suicide, because if we are able to touch on the void and give it a name, touch on the lack of something and give it a face or a description, then we have maybe answered the question of misery. And so if a person ever approached suicide, you can say, so this is the problem. Now, this is what you don't have. Now, this is what you should have, because this gives answer to the question of misery or to the question of pain. And so in my situation, what happened was the Spirit of God came to my rescue in the moment where the world disappeared in meaning. There was absolute, so like the blind guy who says, well, at that point, you get to a point where like the world can burn, and then so something is missing in that moment. And so what happened for me was the Spirit of God came to me. And maybe some of you might require the Spirit of God. Maybe others would require understanding of misery and what informs misery. And so Jordan Peterson says, so pain is the most real thing about existence. So you know what? We're even then going to have to talk about pain, because when you understand pain, then maybe you have just enough weapon to undo the structure of pain, so that even if you're in pain, there's something about pain or something about that pain that you can tolerate, because, well, your tomorrow is better. Oh, I'm going to give you then it's worth giving to you. I'm going to go off on a break. When I come back, I want to sample pain and the philosophy of pain. And even Christ himself had, or at least left us with, something that can be akin to a philosophy. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. If you have just tuned in, we're talking suicide, and I make a case for, beyond telling someone that death is not an option, that there is more labor that needs to be put into understanding misery, because that is a better answer to the choice to die. We have a lot of work to do. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. All right, so look, I'm going to just try to load it up. I'm going to try to load it up, and then I would play the audio. I think it's necessary that you hear. And that's the thing. This is only an aspect of it. So this is how Jordan interprets it. I have told you, or at least shared with you, how I interpreted my moment of misery. And I was hoping that maybe you've been through the dark and you have a language for it. So let me share with you what I found in Hebrews 12:2. And the writer says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. I want to end there. So the cross, everybody, every child whether Christian or non-Christian, knows the tale of the cross. It's a very common story, whether you choose to believe it or not. We're just going to adopt the philosophy for those who do not believe. So at least what can be deduced from the philosophy is that there is pain today, but there is justification for the pain. And the justification for the pain is reason to endure the pain. So that's one way to put it. And then I want to leave it there for now. So I've given you mine, Jordan Peterson, Hebrews 12:2. I want to hear yours, because if we're able, we need all the things that inform misery, then we can talk about them at different times, particularly on the Lords of Logic, so that once you understand pain, one, I think the benefits of understanding pain, you know whether you should endure this one or whether you should walk away. And when I say walk away, I don't mean dying. Whether this is pain that you must, one, understand to endure. In fact, the philosophers of old say that pain is a fundamental part of existence. So, hey, do you remember there were times I used to tell you on radio that the sheer philosophy of do what makes you happy is flawed? Do you remember that? That personally, I don't believe it. I don't believe that, even if we isolate the phrase from every other contributor that might further expand the phrase do what makes you happy. Just in isolation, if you underscore do what makes you happy as a thought, well, at least maybe if you are honest about your choice to observe it, there's something wrong with that. Because happiness, if we're going to be honest, is a byproduct of something. Except even, so the military, the American military have this thing where they call it, let's just call it laughing something, where, for example, they inject you with something and you tell the truth. So there is something within the military fold where if you are injected with it, you can start, you're so happy, you tell all the truth in your vein. So, and that is a chemical alteration. It's better than it's not a psychotropic, but it's just something that is used to alter your neurological structure that you can start just telling the truth. Not necessarily, even the ones they didn't ask you, you can just start telling it. So I feel that if that even happens and there is a chemical alteration that can be performed on your mind and cause you to function a certain type of way, then maybe there is knowledge that you need to influence you to act a certain type of way. And so it's the absence of that knowledge that leaves you in the dark. So what, my friend, we need is the knowledge to escape the dark and know you can't do what makes you happy, because even happiness must be understood. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.
It's real.
All right. If love and truth is more powerful than pain, then they are the most real things. So I pray for the strength to be able to host the conversation where we analyze truth. I want to say to you that the highest attainment, if we were to put it in words, would be truth. Now, not as Jordan Peterson, but the way that I understand it. If you had truth, you can endure pain. So maybe that was exactly what Hebrews 12:2 underscored in plain terms. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Full stop. Now, the verse goes further, but I want to stop there because, so one is persuaded to assume that a kind of foreknowledge, like an insight of a sort, helps you endure pain. So Jordan says love and truth. So I think we need to think about the functionality of truth in human existence and how that, in fact, there is no better justification for pain than truth. So then let me go back to my own experience. So my mom died and I feel the world is empty. Like suddenly I'm in a world and I can practically bite into how real the emptiness is. And then the Spirit of God says to me, oh no, she's not dead. She's just not here. Now, note, it didn't say don't feel that way. It gave something better than the feeling. And what it gave eliminated the feeling. So when I started the show, I said to you that I sit with people tell their stories of misery. And I have heard people die. And this, and I please want you to understand me so that, like the first caller, you don't assume what I said. So I'm going to repeat it again, because maybe now I have touched on the need to reemphasize what I said when I started off the show, is that when I hear people say to someone who has committed suicide, death is not an option, that doesn't begin to touch the misery. It doesn't in any way provide light or understanding to why someone who has chosen death because it brings no comfort. I think you want them in that moment to be rational, but a person who has fallen into misery has lost ability to be sound of mind. In fact, if they were sound of mind, they would not be miserable. So they are no longer sound of mind, and so they have gone into misery. So to suggest a logical phrase and expect them to understand it says that maybe there's something about them that we're unaware of. And so that's why I make a case for the fact that something, a deeper understanding is required, and it's a better answer to the choice to die. And it's not, death is not an option, it's love, truth, and whatever else you can give to me, because I'm hoping that you can give me something. And so this conversation around suicide is one, it's a moving conversation, so we're certainly going to have it again in another aspect. And maybe in that moment, I think on that day, whenever that would be, we would have been able to underscore the things that inform pain and then try to interpret them in a bid to understand them. And so now we have love, we have truth. The lady called in earlier, she says spirituality, and I think we should talk about that. We should talk about spirituality. All of this is going to take us back to, and I'm really going to make sure that happens, that all of the things we're able to discuss that informs pain takes us right back to do what makes you happy. Then you can see how that is a bottomless pit as far as a social construct goes. You can't do what makes you happy. That pain is a thing. To suffer pain is a thing. Like, you must suffer. It seems as though to suffer pain even makes you better. Are you ready for this conversation? That you must suffer pain to be a better person. So maybe what gold has to go through is a form of fire for it to be purified. In fact, I was surprised when I learned that silver has to go through more fire than gold. So maybe if you want to be silver, then you have to go through a whole lot more fire than gold would. Well, yeah. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. We're talking suicide, and I'm hoping that we can understand what informs misery that compels anyone or anything to choose death over life. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Afternoon.
My name is Victor.
Welcome, Victor.
For coming to suicide, is it a bad thing?
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Yes, it is.
Somebody wish to kill a mother so that makes you get even an egg. How do you call that one?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
A mother should be happy, and then somebody wish to kill a mother so that makes you get even an A. How do you call that one?
Sorry, do you mean someone who killed his mother for rituals?
Yes. Like
for blood money?
Or somebody where she get a princess. So you can't kill that person for get even an A. How do you call that one? Maybe that princess will be happy. You can't kill her or madam kill her for get even an A. How do you call that one?
Hold on, are you saying
somebody?
I don't understand you. Stop.
Somebody where she marry and then his wife be happy. She beat his wife, please. How do you call that one?
Stop. Hello. I don't understand you. I'm trying to understand you. Are you saying that someone is happy and someone and they're killed because they're happy?
He killed that person to kill even an A.
Okay, so exactly. Hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
Someone killed somebody for money rituals, like kill them to get property.
Yes.
And you're asking if that's good.
How do you call that one?
That's evil. It doesn't have another evil name. Yeah.
And then how to commit suicide, come the evil or bad thing?
is it me or am I alone? Guy, I don't understand you. That's that's murder. That's not suicide. That's murder. That's not. Yeah. So it's a different thing from suicide.
So different.
Suicide is when you kill yourself. Murder is when somebody kills you.
So that one too is not.
Both are wrong.
All is the same.
No, they're not the same. But they're both wrong. Okay, thank you.
Go kill your mother so that makes you get heaven and earth.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Kill your wife so that makes you get.
Oh. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. Please don't bother about the last caller. He wasn't here for us. He was here for himself. The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Turn off the volume of whatever that is.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name.
Yeah, my name is Olasukun.
Ola, you say?
Olasukun.
Olasukun, sure. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
So can you do that on Confessions Thursday if you have a story you'd like to share?
I've been trying to call all this while and my also, phone.
I'm so sorry, but Confessions will be great. How about Confessions Thursday? So there you have like all the room to talk about the pain or the misery.
Yeah, but let me still talk about this one today.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
When that woman is talking about. Spiritual, almost spiritual something.
Yeah.
I don't buy that idea at all. And even that other man saying that, what did he even say that?
What do you buy? Don't bother about what you don't buy. Tell me what you buy. Tell me what you believe.
What I believe is that I will just tell everybody that. Everybody that. Thinking about just encourage themselves.
Should encourage themselves.
Yeah. Because to motivate yourself, that is just everything. Because nobody will believe in you if you don't believe in yourself.
Have you thought about the fact that some people who lack courage cannot encourage themselves? Have you thought about that?
Some people lack courage.
Yeah, so because now you're saying motivate yourself, and I get that. But there are some people who cannot motivate themselves. So what do you advise them to do?
They just have to, because if I tell you what I'm going through right now.
Okay.
Moment.
All right. Okay.
It's a long way. Just like that man that called earlier and said, he has five children.
So you are motivating yourself as against the choice to just kill yourself.
Like, you can't just go and do that.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Because, in fact, that shit goes a long way. You just look up one morning and go and finish.
That's very strong of you. Very strong of you.
I have two kids and a wife. I have no job. I'm physically pissed.
All right.
Like, it's crazy, but I just can't do this.
Well, thank you very much for hanging in there. That's some strength on your part. Thank you very much for calling. I really do appreciate.
Thank you.
The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Here you say, Joyce, the issue discussed today is a very interesting one because at some point or another, a lot of persons have passed through situations that led them to think suicide is the best option. I, for one, got to that level of considering non-existence to be the option. Yes, I am not of the... I am not off the hook yet, but I think it was a dumb thought. I saw reasons why people easily take their own lives. That person must have gone beyond the limits to seek solution, but none came. Suicidal people aren't cowards, actually. We just have to be human enough to help them, to help each other out. It's funny, people that wouldn't lend a hand of help will criticize suicidal people. That's how inhumane the society can sometimes be. Thank you very much. Your name's Bursley from Berriga. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Godman.
Sure.
You're my radio wife, by the way.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's my dream. Dreams come true.
The Lord is not going to answer.
Let's take it as a dream. Just a dream, actually.
All right,
let's go to one topic.
All right, sure.
All right, I do believe... There's a spiritual dimension to this thing.
So
I think if I will put it this way, spirits, I'll call it the spirit of suicide. People don't believe in spirits doing things. You talked about the spirit of God speaking to you. There's a spirit called the spirit of suicide. Only those who have been through the near experience of committing suicide understand how that voice comes. It doesn't give you an option to think. Doesn't give you an option to be rational. It's just like, it's almost like a pressure. Kill yourself, kill yourself. That's the way to go. Go. And those people, because they're empty of light, you talked about darkness. The only way to dispel darkness is light. Many of us are not filled with light. So when darkness comes, we can't handle it. When that spirit, the spirit of darkness, it makes you feel hopeless, empty, and it just gives you the only option of death to come out of that. And then it pressurizes you. It's very compelling. It doesn't give you time to think.
Okay.
So these are the things that we need to consider, because we just think those people are not, they are not, no, there's a spirit behind this whole thing.
All right.
The other man that just called now was talking about, but because he doesn't understand, but if you call anyone who has had a near experience of suicide, they will tell you, I was hearing a voice, do this. Most of them will tell you, maybe not all of them.
Okay.
And then what's the solution to it? David, when Saul was having a problem with depression, and David would always play music to
to
drive out that spirit, you know, you find out that he got himself. Those times David would play. So we need to get ourselves involved with things that we love, things that we love doing. And music is a very powerful tool. And Joyce, I just want to say this. I have a song that I think would help people from, you know, that would help people from committing suicide.
Okay.
And if you will let me, I'd like to share with you. I'd like to share with you if you think it's
Are you going to send me the MP3 or what? What do you mean share?
Yeah, you just tell me how to go about it.
I don't know what you want to share. Like, is it on a plate? Is it on a CD? Is it on iCloud, iTunes? Is it on Nigeria Info Twitter page? Like, what are you saying? How do you
I want to send it to you personally, so you listen for yourself and know.
And just tell me if it's going to get me out of suicide.
No.
I don't need helping. I have the light.
Yeah, you are a very influential person. You don't know how many lives you've helped.
No. The only thing... I'm not going to suggest that songs are a mode of... look, I get it. But look, I tell people, I follow the cross, and I ask you to do the same. That's the only thing and only place I can point anybody
to. I'm also trying to help. I just gave you an example.
Just send it to me on Twitter. We'll listen to it on Twitter, and I'll retweet it if I think it's cool.
All right, that's fine. I'll tag you then.
Okay.
All right, so God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too. So he mentions something. I mean, besides the song he wants to share, he tells a story of David and Saul. So whenever the next time we're going to talk about the elements that inform misery, so we'd also reference that. So we have referenced the cross, we would reference David and Saul, and then I'm waiting for you. You owe me something that you must give to me. We're trying to figure out how we can understand misery, because that is the answer to existence. As against non-existence. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. You're on the sunny side. Hey, how are you? The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon. Turn up the volume of your radio set. You can tell us your name and go ahead.
Yeah, what is there that people do not know the meaning of love? Love is not the opposite sense. That you should first of all abide with love that comes.
Pardon me.
That is not
pardon
by
me.
Nature.
Pardon me. You, so you cannot continue your conversation. You have given us something we're going to be considering at a later time. So I don't know that
I
we can.
I thought you were talking about spiritual now.
No. Not today. Today we're only collecting what we're going to reference at a later time.
Okay. What about the encouragement also? All these are love. Encouraging yourself, abiding by the law. Comment on the environment is love.
Yeah, we're going to talk about love later and how that would inform a person's... Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll talk about all the things that can counter misery, like truth and love. Yeah. Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. You on the sunny side?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Speak closer to your mouthpiece. You must turn off the volume of your radio set. Well, Nigeria Info, you can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Your talk this afternoon is quite fascinating, yeah?
Oh, great.
Yeah, and really, really, God help us to know. One of the things I really found really fascinating about life is the ability to know and to live by the truth. ability to know. When you don't know, when you are in darkness of knowledge, many things can stray one out of the way, and you become a puppet of any other spirit at all. I'm not speaking spiritually now.
Yeah.
About the topic now.
Okay.
But you, if like what you, I think I heard it from you or someone said that if you don't start for something, you fall for any other thing. So I think that is the way we, many people don't, if I speak out of personal experience now, say what has helped me, you know, standing is the fact that I open my mind to learning and to put it to practice. I'm not comparing myself to anyone. I'm not allowing
have
anyone.
Have you been suicidal before?
I haven't, but I've been in a stage where I've been depressed.
Depression.
And I've really, really been depressed.
Sometimes I think depression is like you just need a good food that's nicely seasoned. If they give you like a good plate of food, your depression can go away. I've even heard boys say that they're depressed and they want money. And if you give them money, they're fine. It's like, well, depression, yeah, it's not so good, but I think we can fix that one.
Well, really, when you are confused about life and you don't know what next to do.
Yeah.
You know, you are almost at the place of dilemma. You don't know what next to do.
Say
I
so.
Think it leads to depression and that could lead to a suicidal thought as well.
Yeah, okay. So you have fixed depression.
Yes. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for being responsible.
In that light, I think we need to know. I was talking to a brother yesterday night and I said that many parents, they work so hard through pains to get to where they are in the place of success, but they will say that they don't want their children to go through what they're going through, what they went through, without knowing that what they went through, which was the hardship, made them better. And then they build houses and castles for their children and children unborn. And
I lost you. Thank you very much for your contribution. There's a message here. Joyce, good afternoon. Nice job you're doing as always on the Suicide Conversation. Listening to callers who seem to toe the line of spirituality as being an all-encompassing answer is pretty easy to submit to. What's SUV? A position being one who has grown in faith. You say, my only reservation is what then happens to those who don't believe in the supernatural and those who lack a belief system. So I have said throughout the course of the conversation that we are highlighting the factors that inform misery. Anything can inform misery, from loving somebody and they break your heart, to economic situation or economic disposition, to you not even knowing why you're here, having no meaning. Like, we're not bothered about the spiritual aspect of it. That is only it's one of the many factors. Someone called mentioned it. So I was asking you to tell us what you believe informs misery. So the advantage of this conversation is if you have been miserable before, you can tell us what it was that you understood of the situation. Well, now, the only reason you would understand the situation is if you didn't go do what makes you happy. It's like you learned nothing because you spent all your effort trying to escape the lesson. There's always something. You learn from misery. And so if you can tell us what you learned from that, your moment of pain, we can underscore it today. And then on another time on the sunny side, we can talk about, because the moments you understand misery, then you can formulate an answer. In fact, you might not even need answer. You might need patience. It's like you can wait out pain if you know what comes tomorrow. That's one of many. But remember that the work today is let's discuss or highlight what informs misery. We need to understand pain, because how else do you survive it if you don't understand it? Okay, this one, you say, it then comes down to your daily routine here, Joyce, on making everyone believe that they have to be, what is this, every day? And then make better control of the problems. Thank you so much. It's not a commitment. It's not a compliment. It's just the reality of the impact you have on people. And I believe a more objective mind like myself has gained a lot from listening to you. Thank you, X from Lagos. We are off on a break. We'll be right back. So remember, today we're talking suicide, but we want to see whether we know why pain comes. And I say to you, like, if you understand pain, you're a winner. At least you win over death. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce.